JohnnyDevine.com.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
And you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio.
Politically incorrect and damn proud of it.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom. Or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What hurts most are my feelings.
You cussed at me. You verbally abused me. Whatever shall I do?
And the indie scene.
I'm Al Stoke.
I'm Roddy Piper. This is Awesome Kong.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters. This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults. But obviously, I am the only adult here.
Spug.
Asshole.
Yes, I am.
Mace.
I hate this idea that you're the best. I'm the best. I'm the best in the world.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
And the producer, Sir Rockin'.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And I don't know who was doing that new intro, but they are a dirty liar, because most of those people are not here. Spug is not here, Mace is not here. I don't know who the fuck this rocking person is, but anyway, the ones who are here are myself, the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, and from the rack Thursday nights here on the very same network, we have Jackie Vice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice that someone showed up when the people in the intro can't.
Oh, I'm always here whenever needed, so.
Oh, that's what we like. And of course, as always, as sometimes, as every other week, as once in a while, it is Tim Stein.
Get on with it, will you?
Oh my goodness.
My God. You know, you would have thought that after last night you would have learned. But no.
I think last night all we learned is that we can't shut up.
No. Last night we learned absolutely nothing because it was really not a very educational program here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Of course, talking about CB Radio.
Uh-huh. CB Radio, yeah. Which I think we just finished up recording last night's episode about 15 minutes ago.
It was 20 minutes ago. Like, look at the clock, guys. Come on.
We totally pushed Rob Parks out of his show. I felt bad. I mean, he was there. But
I
it was
didn't
like,
feel bad. I'm sure like, Rob didn't feel bad.
We're going to come hijack your show now.
I don't think Rob really cared too much.
No, I really don't either.
And what's his name? Was too busy bonging to care.
Oh, Subway. Was it Subway?
Yeah, Subway. The guy named after an Australian sandwich shop.
I like Subway when they have pickles.
Tickles?
Pickles. Pickles.
Pickles. Pickles belong on hamburgers. Four of them. That's all.
He's given that some thought.
Apparently.
So, yeah, Rock wants to know, Jackie, were you after Subway's pickle?
Dirty!
No, I was not.
Wait a minute. This isn't CB Radio. This is Wrestle Talk Radio. I think maybe.
Seriously, who the fuck is this Rock person?
He's the producer. He's the be-all, end-all of the production world. Didn't you know that? He's a programming legend. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
All I know is just some asshole just kind of stepping into our intro.
Oh, wow. I don't know. You know, I'm not even going to field that one. Forget it, Omega.
Well, I'll tell you who he's not. He is not the person who built the website, because that was clearly Tim Stein.
No, 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 no. Rock put it together. I came up with the overall idea for the look. Which is true. And it was my idea to add the upcoming show, recent show, on the front. No, that part's true, too. You know. But Omega, if I were you, I would get your shots into this producer guy as much as you can, because later on tonight, you're going to be really, really mad at him.
How long is the commercial reel?
Oh, no, the commercials aren't, they're under 2 minutes long. Seriously.
Oh, trust me, I'll be making preemptive attacks all night.
Yeah, there's just going to be a hell of a lot of them. There's already one about ponies.
Hey, Tim, shut up.
What? Yeah, like that was a big secret after a while.
That's okay, what it took. The website thing didn't work, but that worked.
No, nothing fazed him except for ponies. I don't know.
Hey, the feeling's mutual.
There you go. Nothing, what, nothing fazes you but ponies?
I'm going to hate you all, aren't I?
Some more than others, Omega.
He's
some
lost
more
about
than others.
His secretary.
Well, she's busy taking dictation in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah, and she refuses to take responsibility for the commercials. Quick Hits, on the other hand, different story. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Rust Talk Radio, WTR, Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am, as he said, the host with the most, the one and the only, Tim Stein. Thanks for joining us tonight. The week before WrestleMania, we're going to take a look at what we can expect and make a few predictions along the way for next Sunday. And then after WrestleMania, we'll meet up right here again to see who got what right and what wrong. And if there were any surprises. But before we do that, we got a bunch of other things we're going to talk about. I don't think this is on the script anymore, but did you guys see pictures of Evan Bourne's foot?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, would have been nice to have a little warning.
Yeah, he apparently broke it in 4 places and dislocated it in 5. This is 2 days after his 60-day suspension ended.
Yeah, I still think he may be one of the ones being rooted out after WrestleMania.
Yeah, no truth to the rumor. He was the guy that rear-ended John Cena last week.
I didn't see it. Do I not want to see it?
The foot is kind of ugly.
Yeah.
broken 4 places and dislocated in 5, 9 injuries, I would imagine so.
Yep. Well, the photo basically looks like his entire foot has swollen up, and aside from all the stitches and scars in it, you've also got a bunch of exposed pins holding his foot together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty much. His foot's pretty much demolished, really. He's going to be out of action. He's not wrestling anywhere, whether WWE retains him or not. He's not working again anywhere until probably next February. The damage looks that extensive. Yeah, also no truth to the rumor that it was the result of a car accident that was actually shot down today. News report saying that it was he was in a car accident, but new.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Apparently not. So all that does is make me wonder, what the hell did he do? Jackie obviously taking a look now.
Yeah, Rock just said to me, that's disgusting.
Yeah, if you can post that in chat, that would be anybody who wants to take a look at it. Warning, graphic violence. And,
yeah, pretty nasty.
In. Yeah, if you're
this
queasy.
This ain't PG, people.
Yeah, if it's a queasy tummy that you deal with, don't look. Trust me, I'm not kidding.
That's,
Yeah, it's nasty. Yep.
And he actually posted that to his Twitter. I mean, like, he doesn't have an ankle anymore. The thing is that bad. And that's just one picture.
The pins, for some reason, I can deal with. It's the contusion that's, oh,
with
God.
With the 4 major stitches in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've seen worse.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, well,
okay,
Kane Kittens and
Cowboy
Chick.
That window.
Yeah, Kane Kittens and Cowboy Chick have just had a look at it. And we got Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Hey, Jumpin' Jeff Farmer, how you doing? Welcome to the show. That's the first time I've seen that name in chat. Don't know if you're a first-time listener, but welcome to the show. There's your
welcome.
Shout-out. everybody who identifies themselves, they get a shout out. So we're just awesome that way. So diving right into it, Kevin Nash reveals the first time the full story why the match with CM Punk was derailed after SummerSlam last year. Did you guys hear about this?
Did.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's got some kind of heart condition, and he's been on Plavix for, what, 15 years or something like that?
I don't know anything about Plavix, but what I do know about it is it's a blood platelet thing, so why could he not wrestle while taking Plavix?
It thins the blood. If he bleeds, it's basically like he's anemic.
Well, okay, they call it a blood thinner, but it isn't. What it does is it stops your platelets from sticking together. So basically, you still get the same effect as, thinning blood. It won't, the wound doesn't heal, doesn't scab over. The blood will not coagulate.
Oh, so he can't scab, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. And, okay. So basically he just keeps bleeding. And how many times have you ever seen Kevin Nash bleed in his entire career?
None that I recall.
I can't remember a single one. Omega?
It's hard to remember now.
Yeah, I can't remember a single time I've ever seen Kevin Nash juice. And now this story lets us know why. It's potentially life-threatening if he does. But the WWE doctors decided, no, we're not taking that chance. So you're 52 years old, Kevin Nash, you're on Plavix. You start bleeding, you're not going to stop. We're not taking that chance. Never mind that we've taken that chance right up until, like, 2007. We've decided we're not going to do that anymore now.
Well, this is the time when the wellness policy is a lot stricter than it used to be.
Well, this time of the year, it always tightens up. It's like a week before WrestleMania. Apparently, John Cena posted pictures of him holding his specimen.
His specimen?
What?
Yeah.
Define specimen.
This is like a cup of little Cena's?
It's a cup of pee.
Oh, never mind. Damn. I was going to say, I want to see that picture right now.
What, you want to see John Cena holding shit, do you?
No, that's fine. When specimen was not defined, I was interested. Nah, it's okay.
Okay. See, but this wasn't a case of, well, this is just before Mania. I mean, these were storylines that were pulled months and months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, just since Eddie's passing, you know, our wellness policy around the WWE just got an airtight.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. Fine. Okay. We'll risk it during the NWO thing, and. No, you know what? We're trying to keep deaths down around here, so we're not going to tempt it anymore. Says a lot about TNA that they risked it, though.
Well, you know, TNA will risk anything if it brings in ratings. Also, they don't, even though they keep talking about WWE all the time as if they were WCW and this was the height of the Monday Night Wars, they do everything they can to do the opposite of what WWE does. WWE... years ago when they went PG, said, okay, no more blading, no more bleeding in the ring, intentionally, which has led to stoppages in, like, steel cage matches while wrestlers get toweled off and doctors look at any cuts that may have occurred.
Yeah, to be TNA, fair, they did stop that.
TNA, the last I was paying any attention to the programming on Thursday nights, every time Ric Flair was on television or Hulk Hogan, you couldn't get away from Crimson Masks.
Well, that's Ric Flair, though. I mean, so. I'm sure by now the skin on his forehead so thin you could look at him for too long and he'd start bleeding everywhere.
There you go. Well, you know, scars wind up being tougher skin tissue, so it's not a case of it's easy for him to bleed anymore. Really. The scars become tougher skin tissue. The area around the scars, not so much. So.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you keep picking at something, it doesn't heal.
Yeah, this is true. So,
when
now
do we
know,
start talking so much medical shit?
Since WWE started going medical, I guess. But back to the Kevin Nash story, apparently the whole thing that developed wound up being, as we know, between Triple H and CM Punk, it was all written up, quote-unquote, on the fly, as it were, meaning that the angle was completely hot-shotted.
Well, everyone always said that angle came across as being booked on the fly, and now we know why. So at least we got some answers that we didn't have before.
There you go. So
it does explain a lot why the Miz and R-Truth angle was dropped. It does explain why everyone just kind of forgot that Laurinaitis was trying to take over the entire WWE.
Well, you know, that being said, Kevin Nash basically followed that up with stating that he's been bored since SummerSlam, and he's open to return to TNA, which would definitely give him the easier schedule. He's got a kid who's like 15 years old now or something like that. And working TNA would admittedly give him a lot more time to spend with his son. And, yeah, you know, so I can understand that. So I wouldn't be too surprised to see the dye being washed out of his hair and him returning at some point in time to TNA. I don't know if that door has been closed to him or not, but I don't think it has.
Bischoff said something about he would be open to working with Kevin Nash again, so I don't think it's been closed.
Well, yeah, like you said, TNA will do just about anything that brings money and ratings.
Yeah.
So let's bring, you know, so let's bring back Santa with muscles, and, you know, we can risk his life in the ring every week.
Yeah, there you go. But only once a week, and we don't have to take him on the road and do 250 house shows a year, so.
Yeah, but at the same time, the guy could die from stubbing his toe.
Mm-hmm. That's a scary thought right there. WWE star John Cena has, basically stated for the record with an interview with the Ottawa Sun, don't expect to see him turn heel anytime soon.
Which I've been saying forever. Thank you.
Yeah, he's gonna keep doing what he does, and, you're gonna go, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, all you want. And, he's not changing who or what he is. But I do like, I have to admit, I do like the Doctor of Thugonomics a lot better than, Hustle, Loyalty, Respect.
Maybe he just needs to work on something entirely new altogether.
Well, you know, I go back to the Doctor of Thugonomics. It was popular last Monday night. It got a good pop from the crowd. And he can still do it as a babyface as long as they don't try to write his write it out for him. Just let him do it on his own.
At the same time, that's the reason it was popular is because it's so edgy, and I don't think they're going to get away with it after The Rock goes back to Hollywood. They're only doing it right now because it gets a big pop for the WrestleMania, and, you know, people eat it up.
Well, here's the thing about that, Omega. If you're doing something, it gets a big pop, and you're in charge of the company, you notice that it's getting a really, really huge pop, and it's really, really getting the crowd involved, and they're really, you know, eating it up. You're gonna do, you know, there's no reason for you not to milk it until it dies like everything else on the planet we see. So if it really, you know, if they do it for a couple of weeks and it keeps going, they're going to do it for a couple of more weeks, and if that keeps going, they're going to let it go for a little bit longer.
Except that's what got John Cena over in the first place, and they dropped it out of nowhere because it wasn't family friendly anymore.
Yeah, and you didn't hear "Let's go Cena, Cena sucks" when he was doing it. He was originally a heel, and
well, yeah, he turned face the best way. Is that he was trying to get over a heel persona, but he was doing such a good job, the fans just started supporting it.
And there's absolutely no reason why he can't freestyle and have the fans support it. You might wind up losing the Cena sucks chance. And if that's the case,
who would have thought the white rapper gimmick was the more believable gimmick for Cena?
Well, yeah, I know it's kind of odd, but it's not so much more believable as more acceptable for some reason.
Well, the weird thing is it kind of suits him more because he's better at it.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
I mean, when he walks out onto the entrance ramp, salutes the crowd, rushes in, hustle, loyalty, respect, all the inspirational message of the week shirts.
Yeah.
It comes off as just so cheesy and one note.
Yeah, well, my whole thing about John Cena getting booed when he's trying to send a positive message, and you guys, Jackie Omega, back me up or debate this. I'm sick and tired of political correctness. It's run rampant, and it's just to the point where it's disgusting, okay? I'm not saying if you're racist, let it out, and, you know, freedom of speech versus the right to free speech, totally different concepts, and it's a completely bastardized version of what the American Founding Fathers meant. Totally different story. But I'm talking about, you know, I'm seriously sick and tired of hearing, oh, you know, you got to be nice to everybody all the time, even the dumb ones. I mean, there are just some people that ask for it, like a guy that used to do a show on Monday nights. You know, you just ask to be picked on. Seriously.
I think the crowd, for the most part, is kind of over that version of Cena. I think this is something that WWE should look at as a genuine opportunity. A lot of people were put off by the PG, but it also brought some people in, the parents with their kids who weren't watching it 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This should be an opportunity to bring back the people we've lost.
Well, here's the thing. Like I was saying, you can let them regress to Thuganomics and still have it clean enough. You just tell them, listen, with your freestyles, watch the language. That's all. And Cena's been watching his language since, what, 2006?
Maybe there's a happy middle point. I mean, maybe he doesn't have to be walking out every week in a stupid jersey of some kind. I just didn't like the jerseys, but the jersey and the chain, maybe he can still come out, drop the stupid, you know, inspirational messages that I agree with, keep his current attire the same, but do the rap every once in a while. There's a happy medium somewhere. It can be found. They just have to try.
Speaking about, you know, inspirational messages and all that other fun crap, apparently John Cena got his ass in trouble at a WWE taping last week. Lillian Garcia screwed up and accidentally introduced Long Island IZ Jack Swagger. You didn't hear about that. You didn't hear about that, hey Omega?
No, I heard about it, but it never stopped. Okay, it's amusing me.
Yeah, it's still funny. Doesn't matter how many times you hear it. Okay, it's an oops, and everybody oops. Everybody says oops. I did, you know, I fucked up. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah,
John Cena comes out, and he basically belittles and berates Lillian Garcia. Gets on her fucking case for screwing up. And a lot of people on the internet are really up in arms over all of this because of their anti-bullying message, especially with John Cena being poster child for WWE and their anti-bullying messages. And then he goes and does this, which is totally in contradiction to the message that they're attempting to send out.
They need to get rid of that stupid be a star thing anyway. I'm sorry, but how do you have commercials where, you know, you're telling people, you know, don't hate people, but don't be hateful, and then, oh, Vicky Guerrero is fat. Like, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at any since I started that, look at any diva feud since then. It's all been about, you know, insults over looks and weight and makeup, and, you know, it's
and
all
flatulence.
That's not another story. You got an entire division that's based around really petty bullying. And you've got the same people coming on going, don't bully. Well, it's okay if we do it on TV. And it's completely hypocritical.
Well, yes and no. I mean, there's a very fine line that a product like WWE has to walk with that. You got to stop and think about it. Their entire thing is set up so that, you know, the good guy gets bullied. And then the bully gets his comeuppance at the end of the story. But the problem is people are losing that picture in the grand scheme of things. You know what I'm saying, Jackie?
I do. And it's kind of one of those things where when you have John Cena, the good guy, versus Kane, the bad guy, and Kane is giving John Cena a hard time and quote unquote bullying him, then you can use that to send a positive message. But when you have situations where, you know, Jerry Lawler is, calling Vicky fat. Oh, I've lost a lot of weight. Oh, yeah. Well, I think you just found it. Stuff like that.
Turn around. We'll find it again. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I mean, and Vicky Guerrero is obviously a big girl and she can handle the jokes and, you know, that's fine. But little 8-year-old, you know, little Jimmy doesn't get it. He really doesn't.
That's the huge problem with that right there. Let's face it, without bullying or the concept of bullying, 90% of programming on television would be all inspirational religious stuff that is forced down your throats. Now, if you're religious, that's not a shot on religion. It's just a simple case of keep your thoughts and your views to yourself. I believe in freedom of religion, but I am also a very firm believer. Omega, back me up on this. Freedom from religion.
Religion, absolutely.
And Yeah, no, that was an insight to Omega because that was the biggest thing his favorite comedian of all time used to say.
Jeez. I mean, I understand what the WWE is going for, especially since they're trying to have a young kid audience now. Mm-hmm. But life has villains in it.
Right.
It has to be portrayed. It has to be shown. I mean, when you're doing something like pro wrestling, you know, you can't follow that credo all the time where, okay, fine, you know, Kane spends a couple months bullying John Cena, bullying Zack Ryder, and yeah, he got his comeuppance in the end, but he just went off to bully somebody else. Now it just happens to be Randy Orton. And,
Yeah,
it's not like he learned a lesson or anything, or he changed his ways. The heels have to be villains. You know, even if you take Daniel Bryan right now, he's a cowardly, wormy little heel. I mean, he's probably like as far from bullying as you get as far as being a heel comes. And except for his abusive relationship with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Don't bully anybody, but you can make your girlfriend feel like shit.
Basically.
Yeah. You know, with all of this stuff, anti-bullying and protecting the kids from things, I can understand it as a father, but at the same time, I get pissed off over it because overprotection of your children leads to a lack of preparedness for life when they're adults. They've got a thing on, I think they show it on TLC or Arts and Entertainment Network. What do they call it? Bubble wrapped kids. You guys ever see this program?
No, but I've heard a lot about it.
They're bubble wrapped children, and it's all about overprotective parents. And these people actually come in to explain to the parents how they're being too protective. And what you let them fall down and skin their knee. It's going to happen. They need to have that experience to learn from. Everything that happens in your life, if you learn anything from it, it's an experience. And if you shelter your kids from experience, where the hell are they going to get any of it?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's like all of this, you know, another example is all of these disinfectant cleaners and all this other stuff. Sure, I believe in being clean, but a little bit of dirt is actually healthier for you in that it helps to build up your immune system. I don't use antibacterial soap. I don't use antibacterial counter cleaners or anything like that. All you need is a good, just a little bit of soap and hot water and you're good to go. And there'll be a lot less disease, sickness, infections, allergies, and all this other stuff in the world going on if there was a little more dirt and we shied away just a little bit from the antiseptic world that has been, people have been trying to create since the late 80s. Comments?
Oh, I agree. And I think that all this be a star and anti-bullying stuff and over, I think all this will go away. Once the need for the WWE, once it no longer becomes financially convenient for the WWE to be PG, this will all go away. They've already got it covered on one angle. If someone, like that little boy you heard about 7 years ago who killed his sister doing a move that he saw on WWE TV, well, now they say don't do this at home, and WWE covered their ass. So now when some little boy hears Jerry Lawler tell Vicky Guerrero, what basically equals out to you're fat, and he goes and tells a little girl at his school that she's fat, and she goes and tells her parents, now WWE can again cover their ass and say, we have told them we do not condone bullying. Da, 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 da.
Well, another big part of it is remember why they turned PG in the first place is because Linda McMahon wanted to become a politician, and she still has aspirations of doing just that.
Yeah,
however,
she's planning on running again.
Yeah, and this PG thing's going to keep up until that goes away, because during her first campaign, the favorite little target was her history with the WWE. You know, all of her opponents pointed to things like, you know, making Trish Stratus bark like a dog on national television, you know, that kind of shit.
And you know, stuff like that, you know, they're saying, well, Linda, you did this. Linda didn't do any of that. It was creative that did it. And to some extent, Vince. But I just want to address you, streamer 794383 in the chat room, with, you know, it's this type of extremist, fanatic, smart-ass comment you know, yes, you do not need antibacterials because Salmonella, E. coli, and botulism are perfectly fine for your immune system. Okay, nothing like taking something a little bit too far. Soap and water will actually eradicate that stuff well enough. You don't need it. Your immune system develops and it gets stronger by a little bit of dirt, for crying out loud. Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, once this is not anything that's going to last, once they are over the need for, you know, once all this PG crap is over, we won't have to worry about it.
So, you know, they've already started moving away from that somewhat. And I can accept, I think, a hybrid of the PG and Attitude eras. You don't have to get as carried away as they did in the Attitude era, but you don't have to be as squeaky as this, you know, supposed PG era has been trying to be.
It doesn't work. I mean, how do you sell someone like Kane in a PG era? I mean, a lot of people tell me, oh, Kane, you know, they did the buddy-buddy thing with Show, and it was so lame, and that's not who Kane is. Well, that's kind of all they really can do, because you can't have Kane be Kane in a PG era.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult for that to happen properly. Oh, hey, we were talking about The Miz in chat pre-show.
Yeah, and got squashed.
He got squashed. Yeah, he got squashed by
Brodus Clay. How embarrassing.
How long did that match go?
It didn't say. It just said that he got squashed by Brodus Clay at the show in Puerto Rico.
There you go. Yeah, down in Puerto Rico. It's probably a 3-minute match.
But well, that's pretty par for the course for Brodus Clay, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Apparently, he is planning on making a statement on tomorrow's Raw Super Show. He wrote on his Twitter yesterday, a statement will be made on hashtag Raw at WWE Raw GM. I guarantee it, hashtag Ms. Mania. What is this he's talking about when he says, I want to make a statement? Is he going to start talking on the mic again? Or is he going to do something that will make a statement and get the notice of Johnny Laurinaitis?
We'll see. With someone like The Miz, you never really know.
Talk about your fall from grace. Hey, guys. Last year, he was headlining WrestleMania.
I know.
Well, last year, he was winning the main event in WrestleMania over John Superman Cena. He was doing the impossible last year, and now let's be honest here. A big part of that is the shift because of Kevin Nash's health condition. Because he was scheduled to be in the whole Team Laurinaitis, you know, well, this isn't really the NWO, but yeah, it really is, kind of storyline.
Yeah. It isn't, but it is.
Yeah, it just derailed completely. It's the same reason R-Truth went face. Mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of scrambling for new ideas, and unfortunately, The Miz has been the odd man out.
So, yeah, I don't know. Ustreamer in chat saying that he's joining Teddy Long's team. I can see that happening as a shake-up type idea, but I also see that turning into something that I've already seen. Now, again, you know, there's nothing new under the sun and everything's just a rehash. However, it was only a couple of years ago he was on the team of the good guys and he basically screwed them by walking out.
They were talking about turning Miz face for a while.
Yeah.
You could do that by having him join Team Teddy, since, you know, it's Laurinaitis who has failed to put him on WrestleMania so far.
Oh, jeez. The Miz has a face. I don't know.
Guy's got to do something.
That's tricky, putting Miz as a face.
He was getting crowd support for a while when they were using him right.
Oh, Omega, this one's for you. I just noticed this on Encore Avenue. You're gonna love this. Dungeons and Dragons, the movie, is on.
Oh God.
I had to let you know.
That cinematic scat pile?
Yep.
Oh wow.
Starring Jeremy Irons and a really bad CGI dragon.
I think our D&D nights on OTL had more to do with Dungeons and Dragons than that movie.
Well, they sure as hell were more entertaining. That being said, guys, why don't we take our first time out of the night? What do you think?
Okay.
All right. Everybody, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right on the side of this quick little timeout. I
one advertises the rack with Jackie and Lindsay, they would tend to rely on cheap jokes about the female mammary glands. I, being someone of class and breeding of kittens, am going to challenge myself to go through this whole commercial without making such lowbrow jokes. So here we go. The Rack is a show about two lovely cane kitten-wanting women named Jackie Feist and Lindsay Ward, both of whom have recently joined the Wild Talk Radio Network to give the female perspective about the world of professional wrestling. Wait a cotton pick a minute here. Another wrestling show? Don't we have anything else to talk about on this goddamn network? Can't someone around here come up with a fresh, new, and different idea? Seriously, it can't be that hard. You know, I'll come up with one right now. Two geeks get together to interview large bosom ladies at gaming conventions. An already large lady talks to people about her experience getting breast implants. A bosom race of bosom women talk about their taking their bosom ship to the planet bosom. Watermelons, fun bags, busts, milk factories, knockers, jugs, nipples, jubblies, stonking great tits. Well, that challenge was a bust. But that doesn't mean the Rack isn't a great show that happens Thursday nights, 11 PM Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Big ass boobies.
Reigning United States heavyweight champion Bret Hitman Clark.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
I can give two shits about My Little Pony, but that's a terrible way of keeping a collection.
Yeah, I was just waiting for Omega to say that.
Holy fuck.
I knew it.
Well, Omega can be into My Little Pony all he wants, you know. I
some hideous pastel pony gangbang. No secret that, I do have a lot of Transformers. However, I am not so fucking creepy that I actually have the bed sheets too.
The question is Omega wearing the underoos as we speak?
Busted!
Gotta keep his bumblebees safe somehow.
You'll no longer refer to my dick and balls as bumblebees. I will have my balls have nothing to do with Shia LaBeouf.
There's a visual. Shia LaBeouf driving Bumblebee, and it turns out to be Omega's undercarriage.
No, just stop.
Picturing that.
I'm not picturing it. I'm giving everybody else a visual.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because stratisfaction is guaranteed.
What will happen this year at WrestleMania?
See, John, you're not a phony. I don't even think you're a bad guy. But what you are is a Kung Pao bitch.
You actually referred to me as Kung Pao Chicken. Only The Rock could refer to me as Kung Pao Chicken. It's genius. It's absolutely brilliant, because every single Chinese restaurant you go to, it's always there. It's perfect, Rock. And this is perfect Rock. The Rock comes out, does his shtick, holds the millions in the palm of his hand like only The Rock can do. You're right, I am that guy. I'm the guy who runs you down when you're not here. But as usual, just like everything else, you're only half right. Because I'm the guy that runs you down when you are here. Now I'll tell you something, Jack. I don't need words like respect and loyalty to trend worldwide. Just like I don't need my notes for my promo on my wrist. Nice tattoo.
The Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania between The Undertaker and Triple H. And what's everybody talking about? The special guest referee, yours truly, HBK. Much as Sean's ego wants this to be about him, it's not. It's about me and you. It's always been about me and you. Like you said, it's our destiny to do this. Two parallel legendary careers running side by side, connected by one thing, the most demonic structure in WWE history, Hell in a Cell. The whole world is gonna see the end of an era, yours. I know exactly what it is going to take inside that hell to finish the...
Do you? Are you sure? Your mind, your body, your soul, your career, your wife, your kids, all this, even your life, are you willing to put it all on the line?
If it means giving you the end that you so richly deserve,
and I am, and I will. You remember when I said Sean is better than you? He is.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Real Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Just heard basically the preview of what's coming up next Sunday. That's right, WrestleMania. And just about all of the setups. This leads us to talk about what we think is going to happen next Sunday night. And this is your chance, everybody, to call in and give us your shot on what you think is going to happen. The phone number, phone lines are now open, 267-297-1397. Did I get it right this time, Rock? Look at that. I got it right this time. 267-297-1397. Or if you have Skype, just Skype Sir Rock, and we'll bring you on the show post-haste immediately and let you have fun along with us as we preview WrestleMania. Why don't we take a look at all of the matches one at a time, run down, give our thoughts, and then predict what's going to happen here. And we'll start with Big Show versus Cody Rhodes. What you're thinking on this one, Omega?
Well, if Big Show can be defeated by a video package, it'll happen. But the way they're booking this, I don't think... I honestly think this is going to be them throwing Big Show a bone. I can see him winning on this one.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so Jackie, you're basically, without elaborating, you're going that way as well?
Well, I mean, I don't see them making such a... We all, any WWE fan with extensive knowledge of the brand knows that shows history at WrestleMania is awful. They're making a big deal about it because they want us to know what his history is, because I believe they're going to turn around and give it to him.
Okay. I say pay attention to what happens on Thursday or on Friday night between these two, unless you actually go there live to watch the taping. If Big Show gets some kind of a victory over Rhodes, morally, physically, or, you know, like he's the guy that comes out looking like sunshine at the end of this little segment set up together that they will have, Cody Rhodes will wind up retaining. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. If they give Big Show fans a glimmer of hope right before WrestleMania, then most likely that means it's going to go down.
Oh. Okay. You're going to find sir, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The only thing that I've really seen that makes me think that Show will not win is the fact that the Intercontinental title is up for grabs.
Okay.
This may sound kind of bad, but I think Show is kind of beyond the Intercontinental title at this point.
Uh-huh.
I think he's basically too good for it, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So I see him coming out and winning, maybe a count out or disqualification. I don't necessarily know that he'll walk away with the Intercontinental title, though. He doesn't need it, really.
Or like even a DQ.
Yeah. He doesn't need the Intercontinental title at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, my prediction is, yeah, Show's going to lose. Like you say, he doesn't need the title. He's beyond that. This is just, you know, something they had to get together for an extra match. I think they had enough time to actually make it a bit of a storyline. I don't see, you know, like he's, whether he wins the match or loses the match, he's not going to win the title. If he wins, it's by a DQ or, some other thing that does not allow the title to change hands. We got a caller on the line. I bet you this is Jersey Girl.
Hi, Tim.
I could tell because of the way you breathe heavily into the mic. It's like that phone call I got at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh God.
Not
yeah,
yet.
She called up, she gave me a dirty phone call at 5 a.m.
No, I did not. What the hell are you talking about? I'm not Keeks.
All right, enough. What can we do for you? You going to predict on this or what?
Heck yeah. Since I'm going.
Oh, dude, look.
What are you on, Big Show and Cody?
Big Show and Cody.
As much as I would love to see Big Show win, I really think it's probably going to be Cody.
Okay.
But then again, pushing Cody way too much of like embarrassing the Big Show thing. So, I mean, I don't know. Big Show could pull it out.
Okay. Well, if he does, I hope it's not on, on national TV.
Tim. It is pay-per-view, Tim.
Way to your head, Tim. I knew you were going to say that.
It is pay-per-view, just saying.
Yeah, it is pay-per-view. I couldn't let people down. They were expecting that shit from me. So I've got to, you know, deliver. Okay, so Amy is picking Cody.
Yeah.
I'm picking Cody. Jackie?
I'm going with Show by either Canada or DQ.
Okay, and Omega?
I'm going with Show.
Okay. Thanks for calling in for your prediction on that one, Jersey Girl. Appreciate it muchly. We're going to get rid of you and let other people... We'll let other people chime in on this match. You can call in for other ones. Just get ready to hit, you know, click the call button because, we're going to dump you on a regular basis here. Okay.
All right.
All right. So anybody else, if you feel like you want to call and talk about this match, let us know what your thoughts and, predictions, Big Show versus Cody Rhodes. Once again, phone number 267-297-1397 gets you right immediately directly to the show. No messing around with any receptionist screening your calls or anything like that. Of course, if you got Skype, just Skype Sir Rockin'. I don't want to bring up this next match that I have on my show notes, Omega.
Oh, God.
Do you know why, right?
Yeah.
This must be the Kane-Randy Orton match.
This is Kane versus Randy Orton. Yeah. So, Jackie, because it's Kane versus Randy Orton, I'm going to go to Omega first. And get Omega thoughts on it.
Yeah, no. that way we give time for Lindsay to call in.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Thoughts, Omega.
God.
I'm not going to kill you if you say you want Orton to win or you think Orton's going to win.
That's the thing. It's worse than that.
Uh-oh. What could be worse than that?
What could be worse?
Knowing that Orton's going to win.
Oh, tell us about this crystal ball you have.
I don't have a crystal ball, but this is still a return for Randy Orton off of an injury. This is still, I don't know. I mean, Kane doesn't exactly have a spectacular WrestleMania win record either.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't see Kane pulling this one off. I'll say this. I wish he would.
Okay.
I wish he would, because he could use the support. He could use a big win at Mania. Something in my head doesn't see it happening though.
So
now I'm gonna run into my corner.
You're predicting Randy. All right, go ahead, Jackie.
Well, brace yourself, but I actually agree with Omega.
Holy cow! That's why hell has frozen.
Oh
over.
My.
You know I. Kane, I love him. That's not a question. I think everyone knows that. But again, we are talking about Randy Orton off an injury at WrestleMania. And I've heard him talk about on several interviews the justification for why he'll lay down for someone when maybe some people doesn't think that he should because, you know, this person gets over, and then later on down the road, he'll feud at a higher level, I'll feud and we'll draw money. So for him to lay down for someone, it's not rare. They're not going to have Randy Orton lose at WrestleMania. I'm sorry. He's the face of SmackDown. He's not going to lose. As much as I wish Kane would win and as much as Lindsay and I will always love him, I'm calling Orton at WrestleMania.
Well, not to blow everybody out of the water, and even though all wrestlers do have a say in the outcomes of matches, if they are told at the end of the day you're lying down, they're lying down, whether they think it's a good idea or not.
So you think that they would tell Randy Orton to lay down?
If
or Kane to lay down?
If creative, which, you know, if creative and the people in charge, Triple H, think that it's a good idea for Orton to do the job, then at the end, ultimately, that's what will happen. If they have some kind of longer range plans. Now, that being said,
I see Orton coming out victorious in this match. And I see it a very carefully structured match where he's protected like crazy. And I think that Kane will do a good job of protecting Randy, making sure that Mr. Delicate doesn't get another boo-boo. The last thing we need from Randy Orton is a hangnail of all things. Yes, yeah. I know. I just took a shot at Randy Orton, and it was just, it wasn't anything vicious or vindictive. I was being lighthearted about it this time. If that's possible.
Kane will do the job this time, but he does it because, like I've heard him say, he believes it's what's good for the business, and I'm not about to come down on any wrestler for doing something for the good of the business.
No, we're just waiting for Cowboy Chick to call in and blast the call.
Yes, where is my right hand?
Yeah, this is, I don't want to know where your right hand is. Well, maybe I do. I'm not sure. I know.
Oh, God.
In other breaking news, the sun will come up tomorrow.
Lindsay.
I'm a pig, she says. Well, fuck, no kidding. I have genitalia. I'm a man.
Women don't have genitalia.
You make me embarrassed of my gender.
I have male genitalia. Yeah, you be quiet there, Bumblebee, and let's say hi to Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. God, you yell my name enough, you think we're doing something else other than doing radio shit.
Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
That
How
was
are y'all?
Jack. That was supposed to be done in Jackie's voice. I still get a kick out of a girl in Utah saying y'all.
Well, seeing as I'm not originally from Utah, I can get away with it.
I know. It's just, you know, adorable.
Aw, I love you,
too. I'm just saying. So, well, give us your thoughts and predictions on Orton versus Kane, kid.
I'm saying it's going to be Orton all the way. This is an instant feud. It's for somebody for Randy Orton to devour since Wade Barrett has injured himself and is out for the next couple months. So Kane's going to lay down. He's going to do the job to Orton. He's going to make him look good, and they're both going to walk away richer men.
Jeez.
Okay. Let me throw a potential wrench into everybody's thoughts on this match right now.
Why do you insist on doing this?
Because it's fun, and it actually gets you guys fucking discussing shit, making you think about stuff you might not have thought about. Because as somebody who books wrestling, this is something that I would think about.
God damn it, it's my day off.
Yeah,
I don't want to think.
Wade Barrett is injured. Wade Barrett can't wrestle with his dislocated elbow. However, he has by now, recovered sufficiently enough. There's no reason he can't, like, come out, like, cut a promo or do something like that. What is the possibility? Jackie, you're way ahead of me, girl. What's the possibility he comes out and messes in the match?
I'd be happy. Be a victory for Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Very possible. Yeah.
Now, he could come out and try to screw around Randy Orton, have a backfire. Randy still wins. But it would help to regenerate this feud that got put on hold between the two of them, don't you think, Omega?
Yeah.
If the whole purpose of the Kane-Randy Orton feud was to give Orton basically something to do because of the unfortunate incident with Wade Barrett and his F-bombs and elbow, then, I mean, this would, yeah, legitimately be a way to bring up some heat between the two of them. I mean, it could have been. I mean, I don't like Kane jobbing to anyone at WrestleMania, but hey, it got him on the card, so I'm not going to complain. And who knows, Lindsay, maybe he'll need someone to rub him down after the match is over.
I'll let you take those responsibilities.
I will take those responsibilities. Thank you very much.
There you go. Now, Kane Kittens in the chat room says, yeah, it's a good idea, but it still puts it back on hold again until he's fully healed. If he's healed enough to show up at WrestleMania to interfere in the match, he's good enough to be on air, not in a wrestling capacity, then I'm going to screw you every chance I get capacity until he's healed up enough to wrestle. Yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, if you continue to have them screw around, it continues the feud until Barrett is well. You don't have them touch, which is fine.
You've got to remember, WWE has done this with injured wrestlers, not once, not twice, but several times before. I mean, they had it with CM Punk. When CM Punk was injured, he was still a pain in the ass and a thorn in the side of the guy he was feuding with. I remember this. I don't remember who he was feuding with at the time when he got injured and had to sit out for a few weeks. But you guys, it wasn't that long ago. You got to remember.
I forget who he was feuding with, but I remember they did stick him on commentary, and I was perfectly happy with that. I actually semi-begged for them to put Barrett on commentary just because I felt they could pull it off really well. But they don't listen to me because they don't pay my paycheck. So, you know.
Well, here's the idea. You know, why not let Wade Barrett come out and sit at the commentator's table during Orton Kane, and then have him go on about how he blames Orton for his injury and blah, 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 blah. There, you've just eliminated the bully aspect completely, and there's a reason for him to be motivated to attain revenge built in.
I agree with that.
I would be happy, yes.
Am I making too much sense and being too logical for WWE programming?
Yes.
Well, if you want to see all of this logic in action, all you got to do is check out Canadian All Four Wrestling.
Plug.
There you go. Yeah, I got the best creative team on the planet. I swear to God, I do. And you can check out the website, www.canadianallpro.com. There, I've done it. I'm done for now. Until next
You're
time.
You're done? You sure?
Until next time.
Which is going to be about 2 minutes from now.
No, only, you know, if I hear an opportunity and I'm able to wheedle it in, then I will. So, you know.
Yeah, 2 minutes from now.
There you go, Randy Orton versus Kane, so everybody's picking Orton, but we can also see the possibility, or we agree that it might be feasible that we see Wade Barrett at some point in this match for in whatever capacity.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Are you ready for the next match?
Yes.
I said, are you ready?
Oh, maybe. God.
I don't know why I did that. I just felt like it. All right, well, Omega, you might as well schedule your bathroom break, because the next match listed Kelly Kelly and Maria Menounos versus Beth Phoenix with Eve.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, can my answer be I don't give a flying fuck about this match?
What a fucking waste.
Okay, now come on, kids. This isn't The Rock. Quit swearing, for Christ's sakes.
Why would you even book a fucking celebrity on this when you have a Hollywood, you know, well, not I'll give him a high B-list rating on your fucking main event.
And her celebrity status, I would like to call into question. I mean, she's the co-host. She's not even the host. She's the co-host of a television tabloid show where they talk about celebrity gossip. And, you know, when Angelina Jolie, when someone grabs a picture of her picking her nose as she's driving down the street, it shows up on Extra. I mean, I'd like to just take a moment to, you know, this is not a celebrity.
Okay, I'm going to answer your question. She's hot. She's nice to look at. She has a lot of fans who might not normally watch wrestling who will buy the pay-per-view just so they can see her. Just thinking of somebody who wants to make money. That's all.
I'm kind of calling that whole fans that wouldn't normally buy the pay-per-view thing into question. I don't think they're going to pay $60 just to see Maria Menounos. I'm sorry.
One thing to keep in mind is that these matches are, I was going to say 5 minutes long, but I'm being generous. 2-3 minutes long? That's $30 a minute to watch Maria Menounos. You better damn well be a fan.
Yeah, and this isn't like last year when it was like Trish Stratus in the ring, and you actually had someone who could teach the celebrity how to actually do a decent move of some kind in the ring. Her tag partner is Kelly fucking Kelly.
Yeah.
There is no winning here.
Yeah.
We have the
worst women's quote-unquote wrestler on the card teaching someone who has a history of two matches in her competitive repertoire.
I might put Kelly one notch above Alicia Fox, actually.
Well, okay, but then, I mean, still, she's still basically sucks.
But to do that, I'd have to call Alicia Fox a wrestler.
Like it or not. Excuse me.
We pretty much know that this was a throwaway because they admitted, like the reports for weeks have been, we have no fucking clue what to do with the Divas this year. And they wanted to use Karma, and she's not cleared to wrestle yet. You know, I mean, at this point, yeah, I mean, they basically booked themselves into a corner.
They could have done another match with Tamina and Beth. It would have been a pee break match still. But I would suggest it would have been better.
Quite possibly. You have to remember that even though the smart marks, you know, us and the people listening to us, people who like to consider themselves smart marks, we want to see if you're going to have women wrestling. We don't want to see TNA. Yeah, it's still got a lot of people who do like, you know, those kinds of matches simply for the TNA. I'm not going to disregard that, and I'm not going to ignore the fact that that is true. And, yeah, Maria Menounos, you know, she's got fans. She's like, a Hollywood D-lister? Fine. But she's got fans. And if she's got a million fans, 1% of them decide to drop $60 to see her wrestle for 3 minutes, right? What's 1% of 1 million?
It's Sunday. Don't ask me to do math.
It's 10,000.
That's an extra 10,000 buys. And that's not chump change at $60.
I am seriously questioning whether or not they're going to do it, though. I just don't see it. I don't see her making any kind of a significant impact. Other than her parents, no one else is going to pay $60 to watch her, I mean, to watch her wrestle for 2 minutes on pay-per-view. We'll get one buy out of this.
Jackie, Lindsay, okay, you're Kane fans, you're Undertaker fans. Undertaker's not on the card this year. Kane is going to wrestle. He's going to wrestle for 3 minutes. It's a tag team match. Are you going to buy the pay-per-view to watch him wrestle?
No.
Yes. But Kane
okay,
has been,
there you go. I got 50% out of that one, Omega.
Kane has been around a lot longer than Maria Menounos has been in the public eye.
You can't qualify it. I don't care. You're a fan of Kane. You're going to buy pay-per-view to watch him wrestle 3 minutes. You just proved my point. There are people who are going to do it.
You didn't say 3 minutes. You said he was going to wrestle.
I said he was going to wrestle for 3 minutes as a tag match.
Oh, if it was for 3 minutes, then no. I wouldn't.
Too late. You can't change your mind. You don't know it's going to be for 3 minutes. Most people don't know that Maria Menounos is going to be in the ring for like a minute and a half of those 3 minutes. And the fact of the matter is that's true. 1% of her fans will buy a pay-per-view to see her wrestle. It's just human nature for people. It's going to happen.
But is that going to cover her fee? Is that going to cover the expense of bringing her in, teaching her how to do basic moves as far as paying a trainer or even the girls the time to teach her how to properly work in the ring? Is that 1% going to cover all that?
Not to mention the dignity lost by the Divas division when some skinny little pixie like her comes in and pins Beth Phoenix.
Omega, you want to field that one?
No.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Ladies, are you forgetting she's already been in the ring? She's already pinned Beth Phoenix?
Exactly
are
my
you
point.
Forgetting, yeah, are you forgetting that it's not just female celebrities they do this with? Didn't Wolverine Coldcock, what's his name, last fall?
Yeah, but the difference between that and this is that the person that she very likely could pin this Sunday is not the person who holds the only title that the Divas division has. Let's double it. Let's say 20% of 1 million people buy this. They're going to see someone like her with no experience, who's skinnier than AJ Lee, come in and pin Beth Phoenix, who is the representative of the best competitor the Divas division have, and they're going to think we're full of shit, and they're never going to watch us again. Obviously, Beth Phoenix sucks.
There you go. Those are the people that will tune in and watch, and then they won't ever tune in again. And I'm not going to dispute your point and argue with you on that one. Fact of the matter is, 1% of 1 million, 10,000, $60 each a pop. Say of those 1,800 of them know each other and they get together, and all of a sudden it's $400,000. In buys as opposed to $600,000 in buys. That still pays for her training. That pays for her in-ring time. They're not going to pay her a wrestler's salary, even a curtain jerker salary, to make an appearance like that. You know, hey, you want to make 50 grand? Here, we'll pay you 50 grand, training included. Boom.
Or we could have just had Tamina and Beth go and not paid her shit and broke even. Not even out of there.
Yes, you could have. However, you've got to, when you do stuff like this, you've got to think like the bean counter is not just creative and not just the guys who run the show themselves. It's the accountants that control the thought processes. This is what I've been saying since 2002, and I've been doing everything I can to get people to understand this. It's the accountants that control the thought processes of creative. Creative comes up with an idea. The accountants look at it. No, it's too expensive. Do something different.
It's just so fucking unnecessary.
Yeah. It is. It's completely retarded. But I'll tell you right now, the winners, Kelly Kelly and Maria Menounos.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah. Lindsay agrees. Omega?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Jackie.
I'm going to hold out hope that somehow Eve and Beth will win, and here's the reason why. I am thinking that there's a possibility that this match may not be so much about Beth Phoenix versus Maria Menounos as much as it's going to be Kelly and Eve continuing their storyline. I'm going to go with Eve getting the pin on Kelly. Beth Phoenix and Eve are going
to
win.
Okay. And you stick to your guns there. We'll find out next week. Are you ready for the next match?
Please.
As long as it makes sense.
Omega, World Heavyweight Championship, Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. Your thoughts?
I love the story of this match.
Yep.
It'll be nice to actually see this match on WrestleMania this year. Bottom line. I really don't know on this one. You know, like, I hate to keep siding on good guys, but honestly, I don't know. I think Bryan wins this one.
Okay. Lindsay. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me elaborate or anything.
I apologize.
obviously, the listeners are psychic and can know exactly how I'm thinking this.
Well, you're supposed to, like, give your thoughts and then predict, but go ahead. Finish.
Gosh.
I know. Bryan right now is presenting a very unique heel on SmackDown, and really, it's a heel persona that works best when he has the title. It really only works when he has the title, and SmackDown really does not have anyone else they can put in a heel position right now. You know, Sheamus, he's deserving. I mean, you know, I would like to see him as the champion, but I don't see anywhere for him to go after Bryan. Now you can move on.
Well, now I'm not going to move on because I got a question for you. Win, lose, or draw, do you see this turning into an extended program between the two of them?
Well, yeah, most likely, because you rarely see any feud go on, you know, just a single month.
All right, Lindsay. Here we go again. Go ahead, Omega.
Okay, so it took me a second to collect a thought, okay? Fine. Once again, there really is no other heel on SmackDown. At the very least, they need to draw it out just so they can have a little bit going on in the World Heavyweight title. Now move on.
Lindsay.
Jesus Christ, can I talk now?
Talk now. Omega, finally shut up. Go ahead. Quick, before he starts again.
Okay.
No,
shush.
No.
You're done. Sit down.
Go ahead.
Shush.
Don't order me.
No dictation for you.
If I want a woman to order me around, I'll pay for it. Thank you very much.
Lindsay says you do, so it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Sorry, Lindsay, I had to beat you to it.
It's okay. It's totally all right.
Go.
I don't see them taking the title off of Bryan just because it's going to completely take all the wind out of his sails. I see Sheamus beating the shit out of him all over Miami, and then somehow Bryan's going to get a cowardly win, or he's going to weasel his way into a win, which will piss Sheamus off and set them up to go at whatever the throwaway pay-per-view is after WrestleMania, because we all know it's the rematch or the redo of WrestleMania. So they'll set Sheamus up and Bryan up to go there, and then I potentially see Sheamus winning the title there. But I don't see Bryan dropping at Mania.
Okay. Jackie.
I agree. I think right now Daniel Bryan is the only good thing on SmackDown, since I am forced to watch it every week. I think if you were to take the title away from him, it would just, everything that makes this character insanely obnoxious would be lost. Even his storyline with AJ, it seems strange for them to start that and just to have him drop the belt. He'll win. He'll pull it out somehow.
Okay. Daniel Bryan retains. Now, question for all of you guys. Can he, whether or not there is trickery most foul in the middle of the match that causes this to happen or not, can Daniel Bryan win with a clean pinfall or submission in this match? Would that work for you guys?
He has the ability to. I think he has the ability to get a clean pin over just about anyone, but I don't think he will.
A clean pin over Sheamus, no. I do think he'll be able to make him tap clean.
A clean tap. Okay, Lindsay?
I would say he has the capability of getting a clean pin, but whether they book it like that, I would have to say no. Just based on the way that the character is, I see AJ being involved in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just have to wait and see what she does. But I don't see him getting a clean pin or a clean submission on Sheamus.
Okay.
Just because Brian is so much fucking smaller than Sheamus, mm-hmm. that, yeah, I don't think he can hold him.
Okay. Well, I can see a submission on Sheamus. Sheamus getting really, really pissed off because something happened that caused some kind of a distraction or something, which gives Daniel Bryan the victory. And that being said, the next match will be brought up and discussed in length after this quick little timeout. Everybody listen to WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more.
Previously on Just Another Goddamn Wrestling Show.
Alright.
Apparently it's going to be a very special musical episode. This is going to be like the Dr. Horrible sing-along blog.
You know, one week we might actually do that. I should have picked that as my topic thing.
Oh, shoot.
Everybody sings? Fuck you.
You have to find your own news brief and write a song about it.
Oh, God.
Man, that's like...
I know what mine would have been. Strawberry found dead in the ditch.
Nice. Well played, sir. Well played.
Just another goddamn wrestling show on Wild Talk Radio.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tired of the same old view of Monday night wrestling? Looking for something different? Well, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network will bring you that alternative. As every Monday night, we bring you the WTR Raw Post Show. Join Sir Rockin' and Mace, along with the likes of The Spud Guy, Jackie Feist, and others, as they give their opinions on all the real mayhem that happens on Monday nights.
They said it was banned, but we said anytime, any place, anywhere.
It's people talking wrestling live on a Monday night. Just without the news. Monday nights, right after Monday Night Raw. Only on WildTalkRadio.com.
And that's cool.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
About time this fucker called in.
Hey, I was on another phone call. Fuck you.
Oh,
hey, fuck you, and fuck you. Hold on, let's count them off. It's Rock, it's one. Fuck you. Will, that's two. Fuck you. Tim, fuck you. Omega, fuck you. Lindsay, fuck you. Jackie, fuck you. And Subway, fuck you.
Really fucked. Can I now have our kittens and give one to Jackie, please?
I was just going to offer everybody a cigarette, but whatever.
At least Mace remembers me when he runs down a list.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck you.
It's basically descended into like a circular roast.
Yeah, it's just another jerk-off podcast.
Like all of a sudden it popped up and here's the whole gang and I didn't have time to even pull up my pants while I was holding my dick.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, I have been sent by TJ Omega as he is... One told me that my name and multiple orgasms should not be mentioned in the same sentence again, even though I was going to offer to have one to try to get the ratings up.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said chill.
Oh, radio, tell me everything you know.
I like to sing with the radio. I like to play it real loud. I like to drive with the top down. Rolling like thunder, always drawing up around. Every babe's gonna want a piece of me.
Everybody sing.
Oh, radio, tell me everything you know.
Why does the internet guy want to know what's on the radio?
I don't know.
He wants to know what's on Sirius Internet Radio.
There you go. Yeah, Sirius Internet Radio. Now, I'm just wondering how many people started actually singing Oh Radio when I said everybody sing. I bet you at least two people did. I'm going to guess Cane Kittens and Jersey Girl. That's my guess. Omega, have you got a guess? Your predictions?
No.
Okay. Should we ask the girls? Because yeah. I know Lindsay was singing it in her head.
Yeah, I was.
I was singing it in the chat room, or in the chat.
In the chat. Yeah, actually, you were, Jackie.
I like that song.
There you go. One of these days we're going to have a goofy game show and have everybody call in, you know, and actually have listeners participate in the goofy game show. And it'll be something you can't Google, so it'll be like fair. Sound like a deal, Jackie?
Sounds like a deal.
You know what's also a good deal, Tim?
Win Tim Stein stuff. What?
That if you're a fan of DDP Yoga, you can go to ddpyoga.com right now. And if you purchase a copy of DDP Yoga, type in the promo code THERACK, you can save 10% off your order from now till Friday morning. Check it out.
Oh, hey, THERACK, all one word, the promo code.
Yes.
Yes.
And when they sent us the information, if I'm not mistaken, it was in all caps, so I don't know if it's case sensitive.
It won't. It's not case sensitive. Promo codes are not case sensitive. Just type in THERACK, all one word. Receive 10% off of some stuff that will be sent to you by DDP.
And that's ddpyoga.com.
And just to warn you, he may randomly call you. So if you see a block number pop up after you order the stuff,
answer the phone.
Probably, yeah, answer the phone because it's probably DDP.
And Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah, Diamond Dallas Page will randomly call selected customers just to say, hey, how you doing? Thanks for buying my yoga. And
he will know where you're from.
And
yes,
he'll finish
he
off. Yep. he'll finish off the phone call by telling you to feel the bang.
And you can feel it this Thursday on the rack when DDP joins us live.
Live on the air.
Live. He's gonna be live, not sick, but live.
Yes.
And
hopefully he's not sick.
You've got to show up to every single program on the WTR network between now and then because we will randomly give out his cell phone number.
No, we won't.
Well,
that's a way to make sure nobody ever comes on the rack again or any other show.
I'm lying, of course.
You
Joe Isuzu, I'm lying. Yeah. Me? Why?
Tim, we could do the old joke, give out one number at a time, not put order the numbers in, just give out a number.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that one. That was actually the idea too.
Oh my god!
What? That's been done before, hasn't it, Rock?
Tim doesn't have my phone number, right?
Yep. By the way, the $50 in the mail. Thanks, Omega.
Aren't you glad to join this network?
How many times did you get fired last night, Jackie?
Fired?
Yeah.
Oh, 20, 30.
No, it was more like three.
Oh, okay, three.
Yeah, but you got hung up on twice. You got kicked out of the chat conversation.
Yes.
Not feel great to know that you made it that far?
Yeah, overjoyed.
Yeah, I bet you just tickled the pink. Meanwhile, that got Rock laughing.
Hey, pink slips are a badge of honor around here.
Yeah, they are. Once you get a pink slip, you know you've made it, right? I mean... Yeah. You might notice Plug hasn't been fired for at least a year now.
Yeah, once you get the pink slip, you're family. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I promised before the break that we would finish talking WrestleMania with our thoughts and predictions. Of course, the next match, Team Teddy versus Team Johnny. And we've got Santino. That's a weird way to pronounce his name, Santino. Santino, R-Truth, Zack Ryder, Great Khali, Kofi Kingston, and somebody else versus David Otunga, Christian, Jack Swagger, Dolph Ziggler, and Mark Henry with somebody else. Who will the final partners be? And why don't we get Jackie to speculate? Who's going to be the final member of Team Teddy?
Oh, God. There's been some talk. I heard someone throwing up Rey Mysterio. I don't know about that. Basically, my question at this point would be, who has an axe to grind with John Laurinaitis and doesn't already have a match? The Miz is a good one. I think there's been talk about Rey Mysterio, even though I don't think he has a beef with John Laurinaitis. Honestly, I don't have a clue. But I'm calling, are we not getting that far yet? Can I give my prediction?
Yes.
I'm calling this one for Team Laurinaitis, unfortunately.
Okay.
As much as I would love to get Laurinaitis off the air, Teddy has been getting the upper hand on John Laurinaitis pretty much every week since this started.
Yep.
It's not been very balanced. And so I'm a little suspicious of that, and I'm calling it for Team Johnny, and unfortunately.
But other than The Miz, you can't think of the other mystery member of the team.
Well, Mick Foley kind of said something today, but I think that was kind of more tongue-in-cheek. Rey Mysterio possibly. Del Rio maybe. No, not Del Rio. No, he's not going to be on the Faces team. The Miz is definitely a possibility. I mean, I can't think of anyone else.
All right. Omega.
I'm going to give it to Team Teddy, if only because the Laurinaitis thing, as we found out with Nash, was probably a short-term storyline anyway, like long in process, but him actually being in charge might have been over by now, or if not, would have ended at Mania anyway. And as we've seen, Laurinaitis just is not a good on-air personality.
Nope.
Is a very wooden, very abysmal actor.
Mr. No Sell.
Mr. No Sell, yes. They're like a fucking mannequin when he's up for the GTS.
Yeah, he just stared at the canvas and didn't even fucking blink, didn't he?
He looked bored as hell.
That was hilarious. It looked like, okay, I'm gonna land there, and I gotta make sure I fall on my back and not my head.
It was also when Undertaker made his return. Nothing. The gong went off and the lights dropped. Nothing. I was just like, God, you suck.
I think it's intentional. I swear to God, it has to be. Nobody is that bad.
Uh-huh.
Nobody.
And I don't necessarily disagree with you on that. My question would then be, though, what would be the intention of no selling that badly?
To make people hate him.
Seems to have worked. Just saying.
So, yeah, Omega.
You make people hate him, but then you also also diminish whoever's doing anything to him. I mean, okay, if the Undertaker comes out and you don't have a single reaction, you're no selling the Undertaker. And anyone else would be leaving with some bruised ribs and a black eye for doing that.
Yeah.
But that's his boss, so he can get away with it. You have to remember, he's the executive VP of talent relations, so who's going to fuck him up?
And interim general manager of Monday Night Raw.
God, I want him gone.
So are you going to tell us who you think the final two participants are going to be and then tell me who's going to win?
Miz is going to be on one team. Or I told you Teddy's team. I'm pulling for Teddy's team here.
Mm-hmm.
If only by the strength that, it's Laurinaitis wasn't supposed to be on TV this long, and please, dear God, get rid of him.
Yeah.
As for who's joining the teams, I think Miz joining Team Teddy would be an interesting twist. It definitely added a little bit of intrigue and a little bit of a mystery value to the match. I have no idea who would be the last one on Laurinaitis.
Okay. Lindsay.
As far as the last two participants, don't know, don't care. You know, might as well be the Iron Sheik for all I really care about this match.
That would be awesome.
But I'm going to have to disagree and say that it's actually probably going to be Laurinaitis' team going over just because they've got Teddy getting the upper hand way too much. So I just have a really funny feeling that Teddy is going to either be retiring or he's leaving us or they're going to move him into another role.
Into the brand split, please God.
In the brand split, or he's going to be taking a vacation, which if he does, more power to him. He's definitely earned it.
Well, he is old.
Well, he's not old.
He's old.
If you do away with him, you've got a diva on the roster who has absolutely nothing to do.
True.
Well, here's the thing. You can have Oksana turn on Teddy at the show and help screw the team over. And then she sucks up to Laurinaitis and she becomes Laurinaitis' little bitch. And then she and Otunga feud. But yeah, I see Teddy losing, Laurinaitis winning. And then we're stuck with him continually, unfortunately. I know, I'm sorry.
Scary, isn't it?
Seriously, if we're stuck with him and Cole on Raw for all time, I'm just watching.
Well, would you believe that the guy with the mangled foot was actually supposed to be the surprise partner for Team Teddy?
Definitely, yeah, absolutely.
And Miz was supposed to round out Team Johnny.
Well, then tomorrow night's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. Now, that being said, that's only speculation on my part. So don't think that it's gospel or don't think it's gospel or I have insider information or anything like that. But I just thought I'd set you up.
Yeah, meanwhile, Yokozuna's coming back from the dead to join Team Laurinaitis.
Yeah, and Andre the Giant's coming back from the dead to join Team Teddy. So we're even with that prediction, right? This is where you say, sure, why not?
No.
Oh, God, no.
Or, oh, God, no. But, yeah, I got absolutely no clue, to tell you the truth, who might round it out. I see the Miz being on one of the teams. As much as it would make sense in a certain light to put the Miz on Team Teddy, I don't know if that's something that they would do. I think the statement he's going to make tomorrow is some kind of ambush where he proves to Johnny Ace that he deserves to be on Team Johnny. And Lauren Ace puts him on his team. But, again, I shall refer you to the final confrontation between these two on Friday Night SmackDown. Whoever gets the upper hand loses. I think it's possible, you know. Here's my thinking. People are going to forget all of the one-upsmanship victories that Teddy Long has gotten over Johnny Ace leading up until Friday night, of course, being taped on Tuesday. That last thing before WrestleMania is what everybody's going to remember. And if Johnny Ace gets the upper hand, it's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, then Team Teddy will win.
Can I correct you on one little thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're not taping SmackDown on Tuesday.
Oh, okay, well, fine, whatever.
It's taping live, right?
They're taping a couple matches before Raw, and everything else is going to be from Access. So all the big angles you're talking about will be on Raw.
Okay.
Oh, there's no SmackDown this week at all?
There's going to be a couple matches, and the rest is going to be Access stuff.
Oh, good. Then maybe I don't have to watch it this
week. Yeah, Friday. Okay, yeah, I forgot. They do that every year. Friday Night SmackDown is the promotional 2 hours for purchasing WrestleMania. They give you a couple of things, and the rest of it's just hype.
Right.
That's every year. I forgot about that. Don't accuse me of being old for forgetting that.
Can we just accuse you of being old in general?
No, you can't. And if you do, then I'll punch you someplace that'll hurt.
Oh.
Like your credit card. I don't know.
I don't have a credit card.
Well, then we'll get you one so I can rip it up in front of you.
Tim knows how to sign you up.
I could help you out, get you $40 and free food.
I'm good, thanks.
My day job, I work for a company called PC Financial. I work for MasterCard, people. I don't sling cell phones. I have a real freaking job. Not that people who sling cell phones don't have a real job. Sorry, I didn't mean that the way it came out.
Yes, you did.
No, actually, I didn't. Not this time around. Because I used to sell cell phones. used to be an independent dealer for Rogers Wireless.
So WrestleMania.
Telephone dealer in Canada. Anyway.
So who's your pick?
My pick, I gotta go with Team Johnny.
So the rumored names now are the two men that stole the show last year at WrestleMania, Michael Cole and Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh God. They're gonna be on the same team on Team Ted. Michael Cole's
no,
gonna
no,
be
no,
on
no,
team
no. No, no, no. There's one spot on each team open. So oh. They would be a head-to-head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If I have to see Michael Cole take his pants off again this year at WrestleMania, we are driving to Stamford.
Somebody in deep shit. That's all I can say.
Road trip.
I mean, Michael Cole cannot wrestle to save his goddamn life. Please stop putting him in the ring. He doesn't need to be there. Leave him behind the table where he belongs. Thank you.
Well, I mean, let's try to be two for two. Let's not even have him there anymore. Let's just goodbye.
Yeah. Leave Michael Cole where Michael Cole belongs, the unemployment line.
There you go. Or on ESPN 12.
Whatever, as long as he's not on WWE TV.
Just have him call darts games at 5 in the morning. Because I'm usually in bed no later than 3 a.m., so I definitely would never see him.
This makes me feel bad for Coach now.
To hell with Coach. Next match, Hell in a Cell, End of an Era, Triple H versus The Undertaker with special referee Shawn Michaels. Lindsay, why don't you give us your thoughts and predictions, hon?
I'm going to say Taker's going over. Again, we're going to get 20-0. Seeing as they're making a big deal that this is the end of an era and The Undertaker didn't walk out last year, I have a funny feeling they're going to have Taker walk in and beat the crap out of Triple H. And I even see, in some respects, Trips taking the bump off the Cell. Doing the Shawn Michaels bump, but taking it nonetheless. But we'll just have to see. But okay. I'm fully expecting a non-PG Hell in the Cell from these two. At least I hope to God they give us a decent Hell in the Cell. If not, that road trip may happen.
There you go. Okay, Omega.
Yeah, I don't think you can go any other way besides 20-0 here. Triple H has absolutely no reason, need, or probably even a desire to break the streak. And there's absolutely no reason to do it over someone who really needs no push or legacy whatsoever. Yeah. 20-0, it's a nice round number.
It is, isn't it? Okay. Jackie.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Taker 20-0. Triple H doesn't at this point need the victory over The Undertaker, but if Taker was to lose this match, I think it would just be, I mean, oh my God. I mean, a legacy would be just tarnished beyond repair, honestly, I think, to break the streak. So I'm going with Taker 20-0.
Yeah, I gotta make it unanimous. Taker 20-0. You know, the only person I could ever foresee, and we've gone through this debate, and, we've actually heard somebody say, you know, Ted DiBiase Jr. ends the streak.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I'm not trying to bring anything up here, but, I'm just, you know, pointing out we've had all of these different names. John Cena, Randy Orton. Some of them make more sense than others, okay? I could understand the thinking to have DiBiase Jr. do it. I just, you know, don't see it ever happening. Now, that being said, again, that's not a shot at anybody.
Well, technically, it could not be Ted DiBiase Jr. because he's on the injured list right now.
Yeah, well, you know, there is that. But if he wasn't injured, I mean, you know, is he a viable candidate? Maybe.
No.
Tim. Maybe not.
Tim.
If he was more over, if he was actually a mainstream player, then yes, I could see him definitely taking the streak. But the problem is at this point in Taker's career and the list of people he's beaten, especially considering the fact that just 2 years ago he retired Shawn Michaels, to have someone on Ted DiBiase's level, which is mid-card at best, walk in and beat Taker is crap. Yeah. I mean, he will not make it out of the building alive, because basically that says that this person that is stuck in mid-card hell on SmackDown, who can't get over to save his soul, is better than the entire list of names that have faced The Undertaker before now.
Yeah, okay, so say Randy Orton wasn't fighting Kane, they get Randy Orton to end the streak. Yes or no?
No.
Just simple, yes or no?
No.
No.
Okay. John Cena?
No.
No.
Lindsay?
I'm going to have to say maybe. He's got
okay.
the clout that he could do it.
I will say maybe along with Lindsay, but stop and think about it. It's Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Triple H, the game, the guy that married the boss's daughter, the guy who's in charge of the entire frickin' company. And that's not just storyline, kids. He's getting more and more authority as the time goes by, right? If anybody is going to end Undertaker streak, it would be Triple H. Is there an argument with that just based on what I presented as reasoning?
No.
No. I mean, I don't think it should happen, but I can't, besides, and this is debatable too, besides Mick Foley, I can't think of anyone else who's on the Undertaker's level.
Okay.
Bottom
even,
line
even
is,
Mick Foley, no.
It's a fact.
Go ahead,
Omega. Thanks to him actually being, you know, the next guy who's basically going to run the entire WWE, he has way more to gain by leaving the streak intact.
And he did, he's instead, and that's one of the things that's interesting was they kind of broke protocol. They, I mean, at least the way I see it, they actually had Taker, I'm not Taker, I'm sorry, they actually had Triple H come out and say this on TV. It hurts the business if this happens, so I don't want to do it. I was surprised.
Well, that's but that, realism to it.
Yeah, that's that could be storyline, and it, that could play if they wind up doing that. But yeah, it's unanimous. We're all basically picking Taker. Now, Shawn Michaels, how's he going to factor into the victory or defeat?
I hope he doesn't pull what he did before. I am dreading that. For people who didn't see, he refereed a match between Bret Hart and Undertaker, lost his temper, went after Bret Hart with a chair, hit the Undertaker, and caused Taker the WWE title. So, God, I hope Shawn can keep his ego in check.
Omega? Okay, sorry, Lindsay started speaking.
No, go ahead.
No, ladies first.
No,
there you go, Lindsay.
Somebody talk, goddammit.
You're my
Lindsay.
Secretary, I'm ordering you.
Lindsay.
Oh, goddammit.
It's my show, I'm telling you it's your turn.
Okay, fine.
Don't order my secretary around.
Don't tell me what to do. This is not Otaku Talk Live.
What's that?
I don't
know. Right, this is the show I carried for you for a few years while you
were. Oh, here we go. Yeah, blah, blah. It was 10 months and I was on sabbatical. Shut up.
It felt like 2 years.
Well, that's because you were stuck with certain other people. Anyway, go ahead, Lindsay. Before we get totally derailed.
Getting personal now. Anyway.
No, just having fun. Go ahead.
Anyway, I see Shawn, honestly, super kicking them both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but he doesn't cost it either way. I actually see at some point Hunter getting the upper hand on Taker, Shawn telling him, you know, do it, finish him. Hunter can't do it. Shawn super kicks him for being a bitch. And somehow that, I guess that could cost Hunter the match.
Okay.
Maybe he'll super kick both of them after the match is over.
That too.
There's always that possibility as well. Omega.
I almost want to see him super kick everyone as soon as the bell hits. You know, first, you know, right out of the gate, super kick Undertaker. He's down. Everyone goes, oh, my God, Triple H. Triple H is kind of smirking. It's like, ha-ha, we got him. This, we got him. Boom.
He does the DX chop, and then he gets it. Yep.
That way, everyone's on an even playing field. And if Undertaker's a little slow from ring rust and age, there's a reason. He's selling. Honestly, just right off the get-go, even playing field. It's either that or the way they're actually probably going, that's what I'd like to see, but what they're probably going to do is just have him as the if factor. Because, you know, in reality, he's got reason to support both of them in this match. There's, you know, he has reason to play it fair. It's just a what if, basically. It's a red herring to add some intrigue in the match, and it does because rather than, you know, your usual rest holds and, you know, the typical things you would see in a match between these two, you're going to see them jawing with Shawn Michaels, which is just going to make the crowd and the audience at home go, oh, shit, is something about to happen?
Yeah,
nothing ever will, but it'll keep the pace of the match going even if, you know, everyone's a little slow from being out of the ring for so long.
That's what I was thinking today, that Shawn Michaels was going to be something to fill the gap. Because one thing, you know, Lindsay was at WrestleMania last year, and one thing she always talked about was how long the stops were for 5 minutes. you know, there'd be nothing going on. And since we're looking at the same two competitors, that you don't want to repeat that. So having a special guest referee kind of helps fill the void there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw a wrench into the works.
Shocker.
Of course you are.
Of course.
Yeah. This is amazing. I know, another breaking news. It snows in the wintertime.
It does? So that's what that white shit is outside.
Not here, it doesn't.
Well, I wasn't talking about Texas. And it does snow in Texas in the wintertime. I've seen it.
I was talking about El Paso, but okay.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. Not here in El Paso, but in other parts of Texas. Anyway, Shawn Michaels is going to deliver a super kick. One thing people have apparently not been paying a fuck of a lot of attention to is the subtle flow of tension, the undercurrent that has been built up ever since Shawn Michaels came back to help hype WrestleMania and the match and the whole thing. Shawn is better than you. Shawn was always better than you, and he couldn't get it done. Shawn has an ego. Shawn, I know how to get rid of him. You didn't. I can do it. You couldn't. Shawn's going to get pissed off. He's either going to jeopardize or he's going to screw Hunter over just because of the shots that have been taken his way, or he's going to, enough of this shit, and his ego is going to get the best of him. He's going to launch a super kick at Taker. Taker's going to duck. He's going to nail Triple H. One way or the other, Shawn Michaels is going to factor in Undertaker's victory next week at WrestleMania.
That is exactly what happened with Undertaker and Bret.
And Bret, yep, exactly. And like I said, there's nothing new under the sun. You've got Shawn involved. You're not going to have him just stand around in a referee shirt and watch shit go on and then count three. That ain't going to happen. It's Shawn freaking Michaels, Mr. freaking WrestleMania, the best goddamn wrestler of all time in WWE.
Are you allowed to say that in Canada?
Oh, shut up. Are you, with that thinking in your brain, and you running the company, and realizing that Shawn Michaels being at WrestleMania is going to guarantee at least 10,000 buys, are you going to just say, stand on the sideline and don't get involved?
I think the fact that Shawn Michaels, the whole idea of drama and what is he going to do and you know, all that is enough to get the buys. Personally, I would have him do it clean just because no one is expecting him to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else?
I'd have him maybe tease it, but again, yeah, he doesn't. He goes clean.
Okay. How about this one? Triple H has the advantage on Taker, goes and grabs the sledgehammer. Shawn gets in his face, says, don't do it. You don't need to do it this way. Yada, yada, yada. You can do it without that. You don't need to resort to the sledgehammer. The entire time the two of them are arguing with each other, Undertaker recovers enough to pin Triple H, puts him in the last ride or the tombstone.
That would be feasible, but that's not necessarily Shawn Michaels getting involved. That's what any referee would do when a wrestler's bringing in a foreign object.
Yeah, however, it's Hell in the Cell.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Right. This is what my point is. And then Shawn interjects himself, and you can read lips or you hear him over the camera microphone saying, you know, you don't need to do it this way. You can do it right. Don't need to resort to this. It causing enough of a distraction that Undertaker gets the victory. Which of the two is the most likely when you stop and you think, or at least attempt to think the way WWE creative thinks?
I don't think I can stupefy my brain that much.
Attempt to. I said attempt.
Ooh, shiny, me one kitty.
Yeah, which one of the two, which one of the two is most likely, as far as, you know, WWE creative is concerned or will pick?
You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the marketing department in the end is going to say, we will sell so many more DVDs if we can put 20 and 0 on the cover.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And I still think the amount of heat and the amount of focus that has gone on Shawn Michaels in this, and the fact that they are trying so hard to get everyone to question, how is Shawn going to interfere? Who is he going to help? And they've driven such a wedge between Shawn and Triple H that now we're sitting here questioning whether or not it's going to be as easy as Triple H was expecting, I still say Shawn calls it fair. For once, Shawn will call it down the middle. No interfering, no any of that.
Okay, so have we basically beat the horse to death on this one?
I think so.
Okay.
Yep.
Okie dokie. So the next match, CM Punk versus Chris Jericho, WWE Championship. Lindsay.
Oh, my gosh. This is a hard one to call just because my heart wants Punk to win. But I know, God, it's all a question of if Jericho is sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
If Jericho is sticking around and not going on tour on the summer like we all think he's going to do, I say they put the belt on him. If he's leaving, they're putting the belt back on Punk. He's going to retain.
Let me interject something here real quick, because Jericho actually addressed this on his Twitter account. Somebody said something about the fact that Jericho should not win the WWE title because he's going to be leaving to go on tour. And Jericho replied, two gigs, and then hashtag dumbass or stupid or something like that. So apparently this tour, if Jericho is to be believed, is only two shows.
The problem I have with Jericho on Twitter or Facebook or anything is he is the king of swerve.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the king of swerve, and he'll deny it until he's blue in the face. Right up until the minute, literally, he actually shows up on TV. Gee, we haven't seen that one happen recently.
Not at all.
He's not the only one who has done stuff like that, however.
But this is not exactly swerving a storyline. I mean,
But him leaving does impact the storyline, because whoever they put the belt on at Mania will probably be the champion going to the summer, or at least until the next pay-per-view when they, you know, decide to hit the reset button and put the belt back on Cena. So
I'm thinking if Jericho is Mr. Drama, we all know this. If Jericho was wanting to just sell, and that was the purpose for the comment to the idiot that he was talking to, I figure he probably would have sold it a bit more. He would have been Jericho. I mean, it was, for Jericho, it was very simple. Two gigs. I mean, it was very two-worded comment. Didn't try to make a big deal of it. When he was denying coming back to the WWE, it was, you people need to stop. You need to understand that I'm not coming back to the WWE ever again. I'm done with that. Blah, blah, blah. This was a very, I mean, it didn't do a very good job of selling anything if that's what he was trying to do.
Gotta make you wonder, doesn't it?
He really didn't have to say anything at all, technically, if he was leaving.
Yeah. So does he win the title or not?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to him winning it, and I'm looking forward to seeing Punk sell chasing it. I mean, Punk's a very intense person.
Okay. Omega? Do the match top to bottom, dude.
It's going to be Jericho.
Really?
Really?
Why?
Because Punk's character is more interesting when he's chasing after the belt.
Okay.
And you've got a believable opponent who's actually worth putting a belt on right now. I would like to see him actually have been around a little bit longer before waltzing right in and winning a belt at Mania.
Yep.
But I think it tells better story if he does walk out of Mania with the title in hand.
This one is a really hard one to call. It's really, really tough. All of the other ones, you can look at it and sort of, I can see this, that, and the other thing happening, and that's why I'm figuring all of this will take place. But this one, you know, that two gigs dumbass, what exactly does that tell you, Lindsay?
Well, I mean, if you take it at face value, he's going off and he's doing two gigs.
Yeah.
But he does have, you know, if you take it at not so much face value with a grain of salt, he does have gigs booked.
Yeah.
We don't know the number, and I very much doubt he would give away how many gigs he's doing. I mean, honestly, if we wanted to figure it out, we could probably go to Fozzy.com or whatever their website is.
Which I'm doing right now.
Tour schedule.
Yeah, you can Google the tour schedule for Fozzy and see if they've got any kind of major global thing going on. There hasn't been any rumblings since he's gone back to WWE, or even before he appeared, right? That being said, you're picking Jericho, correct?
I'm picking Jericho just because I have to agree. It makes sense to put the belt on him. He's got the psychological factor on Punk. And I think they're pretty equally matched wrestling wise, but yep. You know, psychologically he's just got that little bit of edge on Punk, unless Punk can just, you know, suck it up and get past his father and his sister and his family issues and go after Jericho. Plus I also, just as a side note, would like to see Punk maybe kind of have a little fall from grace.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at CM Punk in his title reign. He wins the title in, what, June or July, and then leaves the company.
He wins it in July at Money in the Bank.
He wins it in July at Money in the Bank, and then he leaves the company. He shows up at SummerSlam and retains.
And then loses it that same night.
He lost it the same night. How long did he lose it for?
6 weeks.
Why did he lose it? Because WWE were doing a Mexico tour. They wanted Del Rio to have the belt.
Correct.
Okay. They're done their tour of Mexico. What happens?
Belt goes back on Punk.
So in, what, 9 months, 10 months, he's had the belt for the entire time except for 6 weeks. When was the last time WWE did a championship title holder for a year?
JBL?
What was that, Rock?
I thought that was a 10-month reign.
That's as close as they've got him, I think.
The closest they've got is 10 months. The last one to hold it with any length of time was John Cena. It was not one full year uninterrupted.
I said JBL.
JBL. I mean, like, that's going back several years.
Yes.
Right? That's the last time they actually did it. The belt does not stay on a wrestler for a year anymore, and it hasn't since JBL. In JBL, he was the U.S. title holder, was he not?
By the way, there's nothing listed on Fozzy's website as far as a tour schedule.
There you go. You see?
JBL was the WWE champion because Triple H didn't want to work Tuesdays.
Oh, yes.
He had it for 280 days, and John Cena apparently had it the same amount, 280 days right after that.
There you go. So, I can see them putting it on Jericho. This is a fantastic setup between these two. One guy who calls himself the best in the world, the other guy says he's the best in the world at what he does. They are both golden on the stick, as we say. They are both money on the mic.
No, don't use that term.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm using it as the term that's used in the business, Rock.
Okay.
I know.
Who wants to guess at who the last person to hold the belt for a year was?
Oh, God. Not Cena, really?
Not Cena.
Not Cena.
Taker?
No.
What you gonna do, brother?
Oh, God. Really?
No.
Nope.
Hogan missed it by one day. 364. The last one was the previous champion, Randy
Bruno
Savage.
Okay, I was going to say Bruno Sammartino.
He dropped it to Hogan April 2nd, 1989, after 371 days as the champion. Diesel came in about a week shy of that, too.
1989, Randy Savage.
You go back a ways.
Now, Chris Jericho, CM Punk, like I was saying, this is magic waiting to happen, and I'm not gonna wait until I'm done with the next match. I'm telling you right now, this is the dark horse. This is the show stealer right here, and I don't think anybody's gonna disagree with me on that one.
No,
might as well talk about it and get it over with.
So, with that in mind, Jericho, by hook or by crook, becomes the WWE champion yet again, and he holds it until summer when Fozzy books their tours.
And then finally.
Finally, yeah. Once in a lifetime. The Rock versus John Cena.
Thank God.
Do we have to have it once in a lifetime? Really?
Do we have to have it that many times? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, unfortunately, apparently so, yes.
I'm going to go with Cena on this one. I want Cena to go over just because I know that The Rock is not going to be around long enough to do anything with a victory. I mean, he might show up on Raw the next day and celebrate, but he's going to go make another movie. I know he'll be back, but just, no. I'm going with Cena.
Okay, Omega.
I'm going with Cena too. They have absolutely nothing to gain by giving this to The Rock.
Okay, they've got nothing to gain or lose, in my opinion, but we'll get to me in a minute. Lindsay.
Cena can take the loss. I'm going to honestly say they're going to give it to Rock. Kiss his ass, give him his payday, and send him on his way.
Okay. Now, they're not going to lose or gain anything because this is not a gain steam, lose steam match. This is not, in my opinion, this is not a passing of the torch match. It could be, but I really sincerely don't think it is. We have already heard from The Rock about WrestleMania next year. He wants to do something nobody else ever has. We're all assuming he's going to challenge The Undertaker as a result of this, him saying what he said.
Rock doesn't think that anymore.
You know, I don't have a problem with The Rock beating Cena. I personally don't really care that much for this match. I don't care about the outcome. But if Rock wins, you know, goody goody. You know, that just tells us he is going to be around to do a few things between now and next WrestleMania. And this will not be the last we see of the SOB in WWE. Cena beats The Rock, different story. The Rock has done, and that was his one song in WWE. But I'm picking The Rock.
So we're 50-50.
That's pretty much split right down the middle.
It is.
Yeah. What's your prediction, Rock?
I'm picking The Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Your name's got nothing to do with it.
No, it has nothing to do with it at all.
Oh, no, of course not.
But because I'll
make Mr. Connection.
And Mr. Connection. I'll make it as simple as like this. You really going to have The Rock lose in his hometown for all those people?
Yes, everybody loses in their hometown.
Everyone.
Yeah. Not everyone.
At home.
Not everyone, but JR sure as hell does.
I'm just saying, The Rock's going to go win, and they're going to go happy with The Rock winning.
So there you go. Yeah, they're in Miami. You know.
Yeah. I was going to say it wasn't going to be the last match, but I guess it would have to be. Because it's more important than Taker. It's more important than two world titles. Yeah, fuck me. Bullshit it is.
Well, yeah, because he's a major movie star. He's a B-lister.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Woohoo!
Let's face it, he's the only wrestler I can think of that has as successfully as he has transitioned into Hollywood. Don't give me this cult crap from, you know, like They Live and all that other stuff.
No, agreeing with you. But it's not like the bar was that high to begin with.
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny, yeah. Santa with muscles, Tropic
No Holds Barred. Hey, wait a minute, that was a good movie. Then again, in No Holds Barred, that was the WCW movie, right? Am I right with that? Or am I getting them mixed up? That was the WCW movie. That doesn't really count because all the wrestlers were playing caricatures of themselves.
WCW movie was Ready to Rumble.
Oh, that's it. Ready to Rumble.
Right.
You're right. No Holds Barred.
Shit.
No Holds Barred. That was Hogan facing Zeus, right? Wasn't it?
I can't remember anymore. I've lost track of Hogan's movie career since Suburban Commando.
All right, we've done movie references. Where are our name drops?
I know Hot Shot Johnny Devine.
I painted James Storm naked.
I didn't know. Yeah, No Holds Barred, that was the Hogan movie in 1989. I don't want to know about you and James Storm naked, okay? Thanks.
You said name drop. Damn it, I'm name dropping.
That's above and beyond. You're going to have to take lessons from Alan. Movie reference, name drop, I'm going to bed. Well, we're over time. Everybody, if you're expecting the great debate this week, we decided not to do that this week. We're going to hold it off till next week.
Maybe.
We decided it wasn't taking long enough.
No, let's do it for 2 weeks from now, because next week it's going to be WrestleMania. That's probably all we're going to be talking about.
We're not even going to talk news or shit like that. We're just going to talk the entire show. So, Great Debate returns in 2 weeks.
Yes.
That being said, Rock, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
So, who do we start with tonight? Let's start with Tim. Tim, Rock versus Brock. Next year, WrestleMania? Want to see it?
No.
No?
No.
Does nothing for you?
Nope.
Not a damn thing?
Nope.
Okay. Jackie, what's your favorite WrestleMania moment?
Undertaker probably beating... Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with favorite WrestleMania moment. I'm going to go with WrestleMania 20, Kane versus Taker.
Okay. We're moving by really quickly on quick hits. Omega, do you agree with Randy Orton that Orton Kane is a more attractive and high-profile match than Sheamus Daniel Bryan?
Yeah. I wouldn't say more attractive because I don't think there's as much intrigue to those two having a match because I'm sure we've seen it someplace before. But I don't think you could argue that it isn't a higher-profile match. I mean, I like the match. I like the match because it was the dark match for WrestleMania last year. But that said, it was the dark match for WrestleMania last year. I mean, these guys are still very young in their careers.
Okay. Since I didn't know I had to do quick hits for Lindsay, I made these up on the fly. So, Lindsay, what WWE superstar needs their own YouTube show?
Well, they already gave Puppet H1, so that's out. Santino's got one. Kane needs one.
Yes. I like that.
And what would you call it, this show?
Embrace the Hate.
Kane's
Cuts. I don't
cuts.
Know. Kane's Cuts. Thank you. There we go.
Here, Kane's Cuts. The Boiler Room.
The Boiler Room, hey. We have a winner.
Let's go with Jackie. Jackie, if you were a type of dinosaur, what type of dinosaur would you be and why?
Fucking hell. Why am I getting the Omega questions? Oh my god.
This one,
yeah,
I blame Lindsay for.
Tyrannosaurus Rex so I could eat you.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, okay. I blame Lindsay for that question.
What do you blame me for that question? I didn't give you that.
But I saw your Facebook and you were posting stuff about dinosaurs.
It was dino saucers. Get it right.
Whatever. It was close enough, and that's where I got the question from.
What's a dino saucer?
A dino saucer is an awesome 80s cartoon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for knowing what it is.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I used to watch that show religiously. What are you talking about?
You're like the third person I've met that knows that show.
It was an awesome show. If you haven't watched it, go watch it on YouTube. Dinosaucers. It's amazing.
Damn right.
Lindsay, if Omega was a flavor of ice cream, what type of ice cream would he be and why?
I have to think about this. I'm going to say a mound because he's chocolate coconutty goodness.
Okay. Tim. Tim, since you're a Star Trek fan, cast members of the Wild Talk Radio Network as Star Trek characters.
No, oh, fuck.
Yes.
Oh, we're allowed to say no?
No, you're not allowed
to say no. No, he doesn't like you saying no, but I'm saying no because all that is a rehash of the goddamn question I gave him for Mace that he used on me last time I was on the damn show.
Like a month ago. But,
It's 2 weeks.
Answer the question.
Give me names. Are we talking the original series, Next Generation, Voyager, Deep Space Nine?
I'm not a big Star Trek fan, so name.
Well, pick a fucking series.
I don't care.
Oh, Star Trek. What the hell? There's like
the
five
first
series.
One.
The first one.
Second okay, one. Kirk and Spock. So give me names.
I said members of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Name, you know.
Right. Be, so throw somebody out there and I'll tell you
Mace.
Who he is.
Mace.
Mace? Mr. Scott.
Omega.
Omega, yeah.
Chekhov.
Spock. Spock.
Oh, shit. Dr. McCoy.
Only makes Spock a red shirt. Watch.
Yeah, right. No, Dr. McCoy.
I'm certain he'd be a Klingon of some kind.
All right, let's go with Lindsay.
Oh, he's a cranky fucker, just like Dr. McCoy.
Go with Lindsay now.
Lindsay? Nurse Chapel.
Who?
Nurse Chapel.
Okay, I have to Google that.
She was sexy as hell. God. It works.
Okay, I'll believe you.
In real life, married to Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, her name, the actress's name is Majel Barrett. She changed it to Majel Barrett Roddenberry after Gene died. Why she waited till he died, I don't know.
Wasn't she the voice of the computer, too?
She was
and
also
the voice of the computer. Troy.
And she was also the Loxana Troy.
Alan Wojcik.
Mr. Spock, can you think of anybody less or more suited to be Mr. Spock on this network than Alan?
And finally, Jackie.
Jackie, do you have a suntan?
No.
Do you tan easily?
No, I burn, okay. Actually.
Fine. Well, then forget Uhura will make you 7 of 9.
That's cheating.
Nice.
What was that? What was that, Omegas?
You're the one who wanted a specific series to stick to, and then you go completely off the fucking handle.
I'll be a gorgeous long-legged blonde. There you go.
Okay, no, you'll be Yeoman Janice Rand.
Now I gotta Google
that. He goes obscure.
Captain's...
At least you're not
Joe.
Green.
Yeah, you're
wait,
the captain's
wait,
Yeoman.
Wait. Let me check this and see.
Yeah, check it out.
Well,
before.
Gee, Rock, you forgot to ask who Captain Kirk would be.
And ooh. Who is Rock?
Rock's a red shirt.
Oh.
And who would Captain Kirk be, Tim?
That would be me, of course.
Oh, I'm still a blonde. With long legs, okay.
And big tits.
This is why Tim remembers that character.
Janice Rand had ginormous jugs.
And Lindsay will know that I don't mind having the last name Rand.
Nope.
Just saying.
Well, there's a story in there someplace. There's got to be. We're waiting.
We did Jackie.
Oh, and Rand.
Okay.
We've done Jackie. We've done Lindsay, we've done Tim. So Omega!
God damn it.
let me get my popcorn and my soda. Hang on.
So. Don't feel bad, Omega. Everybody has to answer these questions.
Shut up, Kirk. No one likes you.
Oh.
But he really is Kirk, because behind his back, everyone hates
him. Everybody talks shit about me, yeah.
Wait,
oh,
is he
come
shat-
on. I at least I call him an answer to his face.
Wait, which Kirk is he? Is he Shatner Kirk or is he Chris Pine
Kirk?
Shatner
Kirk.
Okay, yeah. Fuck you.
So, on Thursday night on the Rack, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, we found out that if you were a sex toy, you would be a rabbit. So, the question I asked, if Lindsay were a sex toy, what would she be and why?
Yes! Karma's a bitch. Karma is a bitch, Lindsay.
You know she's known about this question for like 4 days.
Yeah.
I've been like anticipating this answer for 4 days. Just to hear his brain explode with the possibilities.
God. Is there a time limit?
No.
No, we did a 5-hour show last night. There's no time limit on this network.
You should have asked me this at the beginning of the show, and I still wouldn't have an answer prepared now. Ah, jeez.
We broke him!
He's not broken. He's just really heavily damaged.
It's from all the dictation.
I honestly can't think of
anything. Oh, come on. Really? Omega, I've been looking forward to this for days.
Omega, look at your Skype.
Tim's helping. Oh, God, help us.
No.
Why not? What are you worried about? Don't be chicken. Everybody's wondering what I suggested now.
Yeah, I'm not going with it. You know what? I'm going to make her a fleshlight.
Oh!
That's worse than what I suggested.
What did you suggest?
Cochrane.
She's far more versatile than that. Far more trustworthy.
Not saying a word.
And this is where you have to explain why.
I just did. She's reliable. She's trustworthy. She's always on hand.
She accepts deposits.
On a regular basis.
I guess that's quick hits.
That must be it for the quick hits. And we're basically done here, except for the standard plugations.
Yeah, I'm
tomorrow
pretty
night,
much done now.
Yeah, tomorrow night, right after Raw, the new Monday Night Mayhem takes place. Rock.
Right, the new Monday Night Mayhem. Let's make
we're
a new intro
the
now.
We're changing the name of the show to Monday Night Mayhem, really.
Why not? We need to talk to him. We should plan something.
No kidding.
Really, we should.
Rock and I, when we get together and plan shit, we're evil about it.
So you want another pipe bomb? Tune in at 11:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night for the Raw post show, because you never know what may happen. As we'll talk Raw and make fun of people with Jackie Lindsay, and apparently when I roped Tim into doing the show.
Maybe, if I'm available.
If he's available.
There's only one reason why I wouldn't be, and you know that.
I know.
Right.
We know. Tuesday night is Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Al Wojcik. On the program, get your tennis rackets ready. Jim Cornette stops by for another visit.
I'm so excited for that.
Also, Howard Brody and Vito DiNucci, and a whole lot of reporters and such as they give their takes on WrestleMania. Oh, Wednesday.
What happens Wednesday?
I was waiting for a cue. I'm the only one who usually does this by myself every week. Just another goddamn wrestling show, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Judd Schaefer, Brian Blotty, and Scott Barry, and the Cheap Wood paneling. They're probably going to discuss WrestleMania, too.
God, you got me excited about this network. What are we doing on Thursday night?
We're talking to DDP.
Are you going to feel the bang, Lindsay, Jackie?
We better feel the bang.
Will he make you famous?
No, that's a taker.
Yeah.
And remember, you go to ddpyoga.com, buy a copy of DDP Yoga, and use the promo code THERACK to get 10% off your order.
There you go. Yeah, so basically that's what's going down right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, Rock, if they want to catch up with us any night of the week, we have programming, but they're not at the computer, what the hell are our listeners going to do?
They're going to go to facebook.com/smalltalkradionetwork and twitter.com/smalltalkradio, and we also have other programming, Tim.
I said other programming.
No, you said that was all the programming we had to catch up on everything.
They can listen
what other programming
to the mobile app,
have we got?
Right?
We got the show on Saturday that went 5 hours, CB Radio.
Oh, yeah, the one that I keep forgetting that you should feel like plugging every now and then. The show that begins around midnight-ish, or at least as close as you can get everybody assembled. Of course, we're talking about CB Radio. Oh, my God, it was a marathon last night. I remember, because I was on it.
For part of the show. You bailed out about hour 3.
Yeah, well, I had to work today, so.
So check out, That one was the best show, CB Radio. Yes, it is. Check it out every Saturday night, midnight-ish. We'll probably talk about WrestleMania, too, because we're going to have people there and stuff. Check it out.
Did you tell everybody about the WTR mobile web app? I missed that.
I tried to bring it up, but...
You can go to what's the thing? WTR.wirenode.mobi.
Whoa. Since when do you have license to try to remember shit like you were me? Go to www.wildtalkradio.mobapp.att on your mobile device.
I was pimping the one that has the actual working listen live thing, Tim.
Okay, then pimp that one too.
That's WTR.wirenode.mobi.
Okay. They'll both work, by the way.
Okay, so you can do that. And you can follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWard, Jackie Fife on Twitter at TJ Omega, at Canadian All Pro, at The Nay Sting. Stay tuned for an edition of Bashing the Books eventually. And I don't know, CanadianAllPro.com?
Yeah, www.CanadianAllPro.com, website to be updated very shortly. Some major announcements, quite potentially, in the works. And I've said it once or twice, a few people have heard it, and I'm going to re-utter this. Our next Hall show will be a TV taping.
What?
Ooh.
Say what? A TV taping?
A TV taping. Canadian All Pro Wrestling heading to television.
Oh no, look out.
And you'll find out just how good creative can be when it's on its game.
So that means you're not booking it?
I'm gonna kick you in the junk.
That's trademarked.
No, that's kick you in the dick. Punch you in the junk.
But both were trademarked.
So there you go.
But next Sunday, Tim?
Next Sunday, hey, it's the biggest night of the year. That's right. It is pro wrestling's version of WrestleMania. Wait a minute.
What?
It's the Super Bowl of professional wrestling, WrestleMania. Don't forget that it is 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. Watch WrestleMania along with us. And then tune in to WTR Sunday Night Special WrestleMania post-show coverage. You won't want to miss it. It's going to be huge. It'll be off the hook. We'll have A-listers calling in, celebrities from all walks of life, professional wrestlers who have just competed will be calling in somewhere to talk to somebody. But we're going to run down and let you know what we thought of the show.
So our biggest celebrity is going to be William McConnell.
Oh, fuck.
Hey.
No, Omega's our biggest celebrity. Come on.
But he's on the show. I'm saying Will's going to be at WrestleMania.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. We're going to actually have people calling in from Miami.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot to tell
whether
Dirty
we
Girl
want them to or not.
Sign.
What's that?
I forgot to tell Dirty Girl when she was here to take a rack sign.
Oh, I'm sure that we'll talk to her tomorrow. Yeah, and if you are going to WrestleMania, join the WTR Street Team. All you got to do is get in touch with me or Sir Rock, and we'll set you up with some stuff to hand out at WrestleMania.
They're on the Facebook. They're on the Facebook page if anyone wants them.
There you go. They're on the Facebook page if anybody wants them.
Yeah. Now that's where you wrap up, Tim.
Everybody, thanks for joining us. Can't wait to talk to you next week. We might actually discuss what we're going to do before we go live. You know, during WrestleMania itself, you'd be surprised. Don't be ashamed to come to the chat room during WrestleMania if you're watching it on television or, you know, paying for paying for the internet feed.
Yeah, I get all my pay-per-views on WWE.com.
Yeah. More information as the week goes on that one. It might be a pretty special event. That being said, everybody, thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now, go home! Get off my lawn!
Fuck you, Mom.
Bye.
Buy your shirt.
Pipe bomb.
I walk in my machine.
Pipe bomb number two. Right.
There's another one?
There's a pipe. Yeah. There you go. Boom.
WildTalkRadio.com.